Yeah, all right. So, welcome to our first episode of our podcast. It's PJTOZ. I'm PJT, and he's OZ.
And he's...
Oh, she's OZ.
That's actually the first cultural mistake that you make, right?
Why?
I mean, that's the mistake that you adopt here in China. Saying his to her.
No, it's just a mistake. I don't blame anyone for that.
We can dive in this.
Alright, so in this episode, it's very simple. We will just try to answer questions. And especially related to our lives here in China. Staying in China. So, yeah. Let's move on to the first question. Alright, so yeah.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
First time living in a foreign country.
It's actually not my first time to live in a foreign country. Before I went to China, I was in Macau. And yeah.
For me, it was the first time.
Oh, from Ukraine?
Yeah. For me, it was the first time. I've never went from home for that long. Like, my longest trip, I think, was only 14 days. So I was actually really surprised how I'm being 21 and I really got adopted. I mean, I adjusted so fast to the environment of China. And I would say not that many foreigners are adjusting so fast. So I don't know, maybe because I was just young and I really was excited about different country, different culture, this freedom. So that probably helped me to survive. Next question: how long did you live in other cities in China before moving to Shenzhen?
You want me to answer first?
First, the question: if we live in other cities. So I lived in Shanghai before for 1 year, and it's actually near Shanghai, and then I moved to Shenzhen back. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. Did you know Mandarin before relocating to China?
I don't know Mandarin.
Did you know?
I didn't,
right? So let's just give a background. So Mandarin is the language that a national language in China. So Chinese. Putonghua. So that's called Mandarin. I also didn't know any word in Chinese when I moved to China. I was like the words at first were so weird to me. I was just saying like see, like in a really like that sounds. It's like you can meet in English and Russian. Like I learned this phrase because I was living in really small area and there were so many people around and they were
in Shanghai?
No, in Shenzhen, and they were not so used to see foreigners, so lots of people tried to talk to me or like approach me, and I was kind of a bit like scared about that, and I learned this phrase like I don't speak Chinese, and it like took me so long to learn this at the first, like what Tim Budong, and they were like laughing so much. Yeah,
I don't understand.
Tim Budong. Yes, that's what I was learning. And what about your experience? Like the first words in Chinese.
I think yeah, I also learned xie xie. That's it.
So yeah, you wanted to tell funny stories. That happened.
About what?
We're talking about language, and you wanted to find stories when people.
Oh yeah, all right. So, but like, for example, when we go to the market, and then yeah, we try to find some stuff, right? And okay, you know what it is in Chinese, and you want to ask somebody, and I'm with you, and we try to ask a Chinese person. And their reaction is just really funny because even though you're the one talking in Chinese, right?
Yeah.
They tend to look at me just because I'm Asian and they expect me to speak Chinese.
Yeah.
Which in reality, I don't know much or I don't even know the Chinese word of what you're looking for. So yeah, it's just funny.
So I just told you funny to me. So I just told
it happened. It happened like 2, 4, 5 times already, right?
Or yeah. More. So I ask you to say doi 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 doi. It like means okay, right?
Yeah. Doi 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 doi.
Yeah, so I asked Peter to say doi 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 doi. He's like, yeah, you know, she says correctly. Or sometimes, I can say like, okay, Peter, let's make an experiment, and then like, okay, I say this word and you then say this word. Like at first, when I approach with the same word, like, I don't.
Even though,
and when Peter said everything's good.
Yeah, so she speaks the word really good with the right tone.
Oh no, my tone.
Okay, maybe not the right tone, but I say it worse. But they tend to understand me first than understanding her, which is weird.
That's
which is
what
weird.
The face. Yeah, I'm Western person.
Yeah.
I'm completely different. Not
so
like,
when you speak Chinese, they tend to be like more shocked that you're speaking. Yeah.
Speak
all right, let's move on to the next.
And
question.
Yeah, the level the level of my Chinese right now, I think it's around over the intermediate. I used to study in university. I think it was much better. I knew more words, but now I think I will feel more confident with people. But yeah, at work is kind of difficult still.
But you can also write, read and write.
Yeah,
and speak.
I can characters. Yeah, I can read characters, not all of them, but like basic ones, and write. Yeah, like
that's
type.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, please.
Can I read the question? All right, please indicate how much difficulty you experience in Shenzhen in each of these areas. So number one is when it comes to making friends. So is it hard for you? Is it easy for you to make friends here? I think that's a good question to answer, because if you're going to live in another country, it's important for you to somehow make friends, right? Because it's gonna be lonely if you cannot make friends.
Kind of,
yeah.
Yeah. When I first arrived to China, it was actually quite easy. First of all, Shenzhen was still kind of... I would say it's not that developed as now. It was really more simple city, less competition, so all different sorts of people was coming here. And being in Shanghai before, like, I can compare, like, it was easier for me to make friends here in Shenzhen than in Shanghai. Shanghai is like more like the older communities, and like they don't tend to open their gates to the new people. But here in Shenzhen, it's like it was very easy because everyone is new, the city is new, so lots of people are coming in.
Sorry, we're talking about locals, right? You're making friends with locals.
I would say still foreigners. Yeah, like at the beginning, I was more.
I can probably answer. Okay, first with the locals, and then or with the foreigners.
I'm answering foreigners. Yeah,
okay,
with
foreigners,
it was quite easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
As for the locals, at first, actually, it was easy, but then you start understanding the cultural differences. And like the beginning of the friendship is quite easy, like making friends and like chatting, the beginning is easy. But when it comes, like when you need to elevate to the next level, I have some difficulties with that due to cultural differences.
Fair enough, yeah.
How about you?
Okay, I can start with the locals. I think with the locals, it's easier for me to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, not like really close friends right away.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the question just says like, just making friends, just being comfortable with another person.
Yeah.
I think for me, when it comes to the locals, I'm kind of like, I have an easier time with that just because, I'm also Asian probably. Or maybe
I would say like Chinese. I think like Asia in general, people has like this huge hospitality, right?
Yeah.
They are ready to meet guests. They are happy to,
I think, same with,
share
yeah,
with them.
Even not Asians, everyone, right?
I'm like that level of hospitality. I was really surprised when I came to China. Like everyone is so smiling, everyone is so happy, everyone wants to treat you, everyone wants to like share some information about you with you. So, yeah, okay. for me it was like really outstanding teacher.
Yeah, same.
And I love this curiosity of Chinese people, so that's why it's much easier to make friends with them. If you go, for example, for Eastern Europe, people tend to be more close, and when you get to know them better and make more friends with them, then they open up to you, like they are, can be the best friend ever. Here's a bit different, because here people are very curious about other people. They like to make this networking guanxi. It's like in the culture, more connections you have, more powerful you can become. And that's why this tradition really helps to make friends. And yeah, really, to you go to the party, you don't feel lonely. You always know that you will be with some people who like to know and talk to you.
Accommodate you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think staying in China, it's not that hard to make friends. With foreigners, I think it's even easier, just because when you meet a foreigner, you can somehow relate right away because you're not in your own country. So yeah.
Yeah, that's like a common ground.
Yeah, common denominator.
It relates us. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why it's nice to make friends here.
Okay, what about finding food that we enjoy?
Oh yeah, okay, you want me to answer first?
Yeah.
I think for me, I've never had a hard time adjusting with the food here in China. Maybe when it comes to the spicy food, I had some tough times, like when you order in the restaurant and you say a little bit spicy, but then you have really spicy food. Like that's what gave me a hard time. And basically, yeah, but of course I miss I always will miss Filipino food. So yeah, how about you?
I think I would say more like, if here in China you can find the different cuisines, right?
Oh yeah.
That you like the variety of dishes.
So you're talking like some Vietnamese food, right?
Yeah, like
Japanese
all over the world,
food, right?
But first of all, Shenzhen is an expensive city, so if you really want to find something authentic food from another country, it will be quite expensive. So like for the daily meals that we can get here, it will probably be Chinese food, of course, local food, Vietnamese, Japanese. It's like the most affordable, right?
Yeah. Hong Kong.
Guangdong, right? Guangdong.
Yeah.
And yeah, saying if it's easy to find the food that I prefer, I still don't like so much, because I like more healthy healthy food, and I don't have much time to cook, so I would prefer to have more variety on that. Unfortunately, China, I mean, I don't want to say about China, but I mean, in the district that I live, and I don't have so much choice.
So much choices, yeah.
It's mostly usual local food, and sometimes these places really add so much oil.
How about your adjustment with food here? Like, from your country that has a really kind of a different choice of food.
As I said, like, I was so young, I was so, like, it was everything interesting to me, so it actually was I was just eating non-stop, first of all, and it was the first time in my life that I put on weight, like, a lot of weight, like, something like 8 kilos, this was, like, the first time in my life. So, okay, be careful, be cautious what you're eating. But right now, yeah, I would say I lack of some varieties.
Yeah.
Still miss Ukrainian food. I have these cravings a lot.
What exactly? Like, what can you give me? Because for me, like, it's easier to find food from Philippines, and like the ingredients, I can kind of like easily find here. That's why when I try to like cook like sinigang or adobo or tinola, Like, it's easy to prep up, right? How about on your side? What is like one kind of dish that you really miss because you have a hard time finding it here?
I cannot say like one dish. It's more like
So you mean a lot of dish?
It's not more like a dish. It's more like the
ingredient.
Yeah, no. It's more like the taste of food. The more like the
quality.
I would say quality. Yeah, food. It's more like the way you are eating the food.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, for example,
the way you're
for example,
the food. Okay,
for example,
that's interesting.
I mean the way. Kind of like the different perspective on food. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, here, like in Asia in general, rice is the king.
Oh
yeah. You
have
to eat for breakfast, dinner, and supper. But
that's true, especially for us Filipinos. Like.
But for us, we
rice, baby. Rice.
Yeah, for us it's so odd. So like, why do you eat that rice so often? And like, we have different kinds of. Porridges, different kinds of soups, different kinds of main dish. I really miss for pickles.
Pickles?
This pickled cabbage, pickles, like everything pickles. And good meat actually, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The taste of meat.
And that's the thing, that's another thing that I was saying earlier, like China also likes rice so much, right? So for me, it didn't really... I was not bothered at all by like
the difference, for example, the food that we intake in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
So like for example, this is the main dish, the meat, a little bit of rice here. In China it will be lots of rice and a little bit meat mixed with other vegetables. So yeah, and they have their own they have their own mindset about that. They think like eating meat can make you feel bad, can make you be fat. So yeah, I don't want to elaborate on that because it's a completely different topic already.
But did you notice the similarity between the food here in the Philippines?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because usually it's like rice.
It's a very interesting topic, and like
yeah.
we can talk about that in other podcasts. Like make a separate podcast about that because food is like one of the huge topics that you can talk nonstop. I think.
So we move on. One more question.
Okay, one more question.
But that's a really good topic, though.
How about, do you have any difficulties using transport system? Let's also not make it such long because it's also kind of like...
No.
Can it be really...
Honestly, no. Like,
can it be really long conversation?
I'm really impressed with the transportation system here. When it comes to first, like if you go by public bus, it's good, like the system is good.
So yeah.
The time is good. I mean like the timing of every bus stations, trains, really good. Public taxi, also so convenient. So
you see, even for Peter who doesn't know so much Chinese, doesn't have doesn't have anxieties of using taxis.
You just need to
everything.
Know how to use the application or the software in your phone. And
it's
already
in English.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of the apps they already translate in English. Yeah. And I would say Spain. Yeah, it's very convenient. First of all, we live in a new city, so everything is planned well already.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always find some English translation.
It's easy. It's
kinda intuitive, right?
I think it's something that you don't have to worry about if you visit China.
I think they are like one of the best right now.
Even if you only have Apple Maps or
Apple Maps actually
yeah.
good
Apple
in,
Maps
in
is
China.
Really good. Like
it's working well in China.
You just search the location you want to go and it will give you the directions, the buses to take, trains to take.
Yeah, and these crazy trains like that they can run for the speed of 300 kilometers per hour. And
yeah,
so
that's fast. All right.
So yep. Is all questions?
Yeah, do you want one more?
I think that's enough already.
Alright, so that's it for this episode. And if you have do you think we can get questions from the viewers? Or
sure.
Yeah, if you have questions from for us, you can put it down in the comment section, and we'd love to answer it. And yeah, hopefully it will be kind of like related to living or experiencing life here in China.
Yeah.
So again, I'm PJT.
OZ.
And she's OZ. This is the PJT OZ podcast. And till next time.
Bye bye, guys.
Peace.